to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Chag Sameach and Shalom Chaverim. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Ted, of course, we've been talking about the rivers of living water and the fountain of living water for quite some time now. But golly, Hanukkah is just about upon us.
It's right around the corner. That's why I said Chag Sameach. It means happy holiday. And Hanukkah is a really wonderful celebration. It's not really found in the Bible. It's found in the apocryphal literature. It's definitely a historical event. Jesus himself celebrated it. We'll see that in a couple of shows. But it's very, very huge in the Jewish community today.
It is. And let's just put a little bit of perspective on this. Let's start with this. People often have trouble with how do you spell Hanukkah, because there's no equivalent in the English language to the chet in Hebrew, which is like that. And so sometimes you'll see it spelled with a ch, but it doesn't.
So it looks like Chanukah.
Chanukah, right? Sometimes you just see it with an H.
Hanukkah, but that
when,
doesn't.
We used to put an H with a dot under it to try to make it, but nobody got it.
So you can say Hanukkah with an H, but it's more Hanukkah.
It's really Hanukkah. That's its actual spelling, and when we spell it today, there's really you can spell it with N's, two K's, with two N's.
Well, listen, here's how we spell it. The way Hallmark spells it is the way I'm spelling
it's
it.
It's easy because that's. And you should send a greeting card to
Excellent
your Jewish
idea.
Friends.
This is a great time of year to send a Hanukkah card to your Jewish friends.
Yeah, now you got 8 days of Hanukkah starting this weekend, so you really have enough time. You got plenty of time to do it. But yeah, so we're going to spell Hanukkah H-A-N-U-K-K, that's a double K, A-H, Hanukkah.
Or C-H-A-N, Chanukah. No, it is Hanukkah.
Or Chanukah. But anyway, what does Hanukkah mean?
Dedication.
It means dedication. Yeah. It's the Feast of Dedication.
It's the Feast of Dedication, and we find that actually in the Bible.
Yeah, but if you ask the rabbi, or the average Jewish person for that matter, they'll tell you it's the Festival of Lights.
Well, it is the Festival of Lights because we use lights to celebrate the Feast of Dedication.
Right, and that will become very important as we start to explain this feast to you from the Messianic Jewish perspective. But literally, the word Hanukkah simply means dedication, and that will become also critically important in later programs as we explain this to you as well. But here's what it's not. Hanukkah is not the Jewish Christmas.
No.
I grew up with that. Did you?
I grew up with lots of presents.
But with kids saying to you, oh, yeah, Hanukkah, it's a Jewish Christmas.
No, not kids, because I was in a very Jewish neighborhood. But as I've gone out in the world, people have said that.
Yeah, I had it all the time.
In fact, I have a whole teaching that says Hanukkah, not the Jewish Christmas.
There you go. Well, that's it. Kids would say to me, oh, Hanukkah, that's the Jewish Christmas. No, it's not. They'd say, well, then what is it? I said, it's Hanukkah.
Well, and that's demeaning to the meaning of Christmas. I mean, Hanukkah is a nice celebration and it's very important historically, but Christmas is a much more important event.
In fact, you're going to see in next week that there's a significant link between Messiah and Hanukkah, but indeed, they're absolutely separate issues completely, totally.
Yeah, but one reason they've gotten brought together is they usually occur pretty simultaneously. This year, Hanukkah is a lot earlier than Christmas, goes on for 8 days. And so one of the things in America, in our affluence or former affluence, instead of getting 1 day of presents, we would outdo it and get 8 days of presents.
Right. Well, as our friend Marty Getz, the worshiper, says, I thought, finally, 8 days. They only got one. We got 8 days. We outdid him. He said, and then I heard about the 12 days of Christmas. He said, they got us again. But in reality, the gift-giving idea was not original to the idea of Hanukkah.
No, it was actually original to the idea of Purim, or the Feast of Esther. But it came about at this time of the year because of Hanukkah's proximity with Christmas. But we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Friends, we are Messianic Minutes. We are kidding a little bit with you. Jewish people do like
we
to
do.
Kid.
Yeah,
but we
do
also
that.
Like to explore the scriptures, which we will be doing. And you can find out more about us and our 20th year of celebrating Messianic Minutes at our website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.